Fast sailed the Catherine over the seas, and naught befell to tell of, either to herself or her crew. She came to one cheaping town, and then to another, and so on to a third and a fourth, and at each was buying and selling after the manner of chapmen, and Walter not only looked on the doings of his father's folk, but lent a hand, what he might, to help them in all matters, whether it were in seaman's craft or in chaffer. And the further he went, and the longer the time wore, the more he was eased of his old trouble, wherein his wife and her treason had to do. But as for the other trouble, to wit his desire and longing to come up with those three, it yet flickered before him, and though he had not seen them again as one sees people in the streets, and as if he might touch them if he would, yet were their images often before his mind's eye. And yet, as time wore, not so often, nor so troublously, and forsooth both to those about him and to himself, he seemed as a man well healed of his melancholy mood. Now they left that fourth stead, and sailed over the seas, and came to a fifth, a very great and fair city, which they had made more than 7 months from Langton-on-Holm. And by this time was Walter taking heed and joyance in such things as were toward in that fair city, so far from his kindred, and especially he looked on the fair women there, and desired them, and loved them, but lightly, as befalleth young men. Now this was the last country whereto the Catherine was bound, so there they abode some 10 months in daily chaffer, and in pleasuring them, in beholding all that there was of rare and goodly, and making merry with the merchants, and the townsfolk, and the country folk beyond the gates. And Walter was grown as busy and gay as a strong young man is like to be, and was as one who would fain be of some account amongst his own folk. But at the end of this while it befell on a day, as he was leaving his hostel for his booth in the market, and had the door in his hand, there stood before him three mariners in the guise of his own country, and with them was one of clerkly aspect, whom he knew at once for his father's scrivener, Arnold Penstrong by name. And when Walter saw him, his heart failed him, and he cried out, "Arnold, what tidings? Is all well with the folk at Langton?" Said Arnold, "Evil tidings are come with me. Matters are ill with thy folk, for I may not hide that thy father, Bartholomew Golden, is dead, God rest his soul." At that word, it was to Walter as if all that trouble, which but now had sat so light upon him, was once again fresh and heavy, and that his past life of the last few months had never been, and it was to him as if he saw his father lying dead on his bed, and heard the folk lamenting about the house.